Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done. It's about what you do. It's all about where you go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm Irene Cook, your host, and today I'm going to talk about something that I can't believe I haven't done a show on this yet. It is a common question that I'm asked repeatedly, and oftentimes right away when someone joins my program, and that is, could I enjoy a glass of wine with this dinner? Or what type of beverage do you recommend I drink while I'm trying to lose weight? Well, let me tell you, I will never be that person that says that you should deprive yourself, whether it's a glass of wine, a beer, or a cupcake. That is one thing about my philosophy, and it is everything in moderation. And if you want to sustain a plan and you want it to become a permanent one, you have to learn how to create the right balance. And people that know how to do this have really hit the jackpot. So people that know me know that I eat chocolate. I love my wine. And I also know my limits. I work very, very hard at training my body. And I also work really hard at incorporating the right balanced nutrition into my meals. So I don't want to throw it all away by either overeating chocolate or by over consuming alcohol. Now, there's a difference in the mindset of eating something and drinking something. And I found over the years that it is just so ambiguous when it comes to alcohol because we're drinking it, we're not eating it. And there is a little bit of a misunderstanding in people's brains where they can't seem to understand sometimes where their lack of progress is coming from if they are overindulging on the weekends because we're not serving it on a platter. It is not something that we're digging into, and it's not gooey and chocolatey, and it's just something that we're drinking. Oftentimes it's clear and it's ambiguous, but it is loaded with unnecessary calories that have no nutrients. So my answer is yes, you can drink alcohol and lose weight, but I'm here to tell you that you don't need to cut the alcohol out completely. Don't get me wrong. This is not the green light to open up a bottle of wine and slam down 8 espresso martinis tonight because that is the wrong type of thinking. We are about to learn how to enjoy an alcoholic beverage without derailment. The truth is, if you ate the most healthiest diet all of the time, too much alcohol will hinder your weight loss. It will do this to anybody, and it'll do this in any weight loss program, even if you're somebody that exercises every single day. The good news is that you can enjoy this drink without sabotaging your weight loss goals or your progress. But first, you need to understand how and why the alcohol can sabotage your weight loss if you don't approach it the right way. Simply by educating our minds and understanding what types of drinks we can drink, how often and how much is going to be a big game changer here. All right, so normally, your body burns your fat reserves to get energy. We all know that. So if you are overweight and you are wanting to burn that fat, it is exercise. Exactly. So the problem with drinking alcohol while you are following a weight loss program is that the booze provides a quicker and more accessible form of energy for your body than the fat does. And no matter how much we might wish it was different, it isn't. So basically what I'm saying is it is much easier for your body to turn that fuel from food into fuel rather than alcohol. So a calorie is not just a calorie. So here it is, reason number one why drinking can slow your weight loss down. No matter how much we might wish a calorie was just a calorie, it isn't. And the best way to include the right types of calories is to eat a nutritious diet and to keep those alcohol calories as your extras. Don't fool yourself for 1 minute in thinking that you should omit a meal out of your day and save those calories for that chocolate martini or for that glass of wine or for the beer. Your body is not going to burn it the same way. Okay, so if you want to enjoy a social drink, stick to your weight loss goals, follow that healthy balance. Don't deprive so that your body can still burn the fat the way it's supposed to. And certainly there's nothing wrong with an occasional indulgence at some point. And I know that we've all had those nights, at least I know I have, where I've had a little too much. And that's where you need to know where your limits are. And you have to have a plan before you go out. Weight loss should be your top goal. And generally, that is what your main mission should be. You are actively trying to lose weight. And my biggest piece of advice here is avoid too much alcohol, because no matter what, it's going to tip the scales. Oftentimes when we go out and we are socializing and we're drinking, what goes hand in hand with that? Well, my favorite thing to have with wine is cheese and crackers and nuts and all these high calorie things. So it's not just sometimes the alcohol that we're drinking, it's what it's paired with. And the problem with high calorie foods is that when you're having beer or wine or these snacks, not only do they not get burned off right away, of course, you're most likely having them later at night, so that's another negative, but the alcohol supplies plenty of easy energy to your body. So the calories from those tasty late night snacks are likely to go straight to your thighs. So keep that in mind, okay? Eating these high-fat snacks is a huge problem with drinkers. So my advice is this. You need to be mindful of this. The two should not go hand in hand. And people that I've helped, swipe this out of their diet, they want to enjoy their glass of wine, they want to enjoy their beer, they want to enjoy their tequila. It has to go with out the junky food. You're doubling the calories, you're tripling the calories. So we have to switch what we're thinking here. If you want to lose weight, you have to be mindful of the total calories that you're taking in. So too many calories is too many calories. So balance and moderation. Moderation is always the key. It's the key to so many things in life, but staying healthy and still being able to lose weight is where the magic begins. So with that being said, here are some tips on how to enjoy an occasional beer, some wine, and still be able to achieve your weight loss goals. All right, so first things first, and most importantly, if you drink, do not go overboard. When it comes to sustainability and a healthy lifestyle, you wouldn't believe how much we overdrink and we overeat when we let our guard down and we don't pay attention. So like anything else, when it comes to dieting, you need to be accountable for what your intake is. And the only way to do this is to set a limit. I talk to clients all the time where I actually give them a limit. They set a limit for how much is too much. Before you go out, have that drink limit in mind and try to stick with it. Now, whether you stick to it or not is a whole different story. And that's a whole different podcast. But the bottom line is this. When you go out, you have the intention of sticking to that limit. And if you go over it, then the next week you can try to meet that goal again. All right. So if your intention is to only have one or two alcoholic beverages, then stay strong with it and stick to it. All right. Next big piece of advice, measure your portions. Typically when you're at a party, and people are just pouring things into your glass, you lose track of what you're drinking. This is the bottomless wine glass trick. You know, you're not going to remember how much you drank. So you're not being rude by telling the host that you don't want another glass until you have completed the full glass. And this goes for restaurants too. The wait staff might come by and fill up your glass, and now you have lost track of how many ounces you've drank. So the best thing to do is to keep track of the number of beverages you've had, because otherwise it's too obscure, and the next thing you know, you have no idea how much you've drank. And because we're talking about alcohol, you've lost sight, and now you are not in any state of mind to pay attention to anything. And that's usually where the chip dip comes in, and the guacamole and the Taco Bell 3 a.m. call. So pay attention to your portions. A really smart wine tactic that I have is lose the big wine glasses. I love my wine glasses. I love my wine glasses, my big, beautiful wine glasses. But for everyday drinking, if it's just at home and you're having a glass of wine, a bigger glass means you're going to pour more in there. Get yourself some smaller stemless wine glasses, maybe the 8 ounce kind. And so if you fill that halfway up, that's 4 ounces, which is actually smaller than a restaurant pour. In that case, you can have two fills. Whereas if you have a big, huge, beautiful wine glass like you get at the fancy-dancy restaurants, some of those will fit two-thirds of a bottle in there. And so you lose sight of how much you're drinking. And there's actually wine glasses out there. I've seen one on Amazon that has lines on there that tells you measurements. But in my opinion, that was way too disturbing to enjoy a glass of wine. So anyhow, okay, the next one is pick the healthiest option. Of course. Doesn't a chocolate espresso martini sound amazing right about now? All right, well, it's also jam-packed with sugar, and it has a lot of calories. The other thing is it doesn't have a whole lot of alcohol in it. Let's just call it a dessert. So if you are somebody that is going for these fancy, dancy martinis, pay attention to the ingredients. If there's cream in there, if you can't see through it, you're signing up for a disaster. Some of these martinis with the syrups could be up to 500 calories each. You are walking into a nightmare. The fruity drinks that have the Mai Tais and the umbrellas, and those are loaded in sugar. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't have them, but what I'm saying is you need to get a little bit more creative if you are going to enjoy a drink like that. And if you're doing it at home, you can make them at home in a sugar-free way. There are tons and tons of healthy, light, sugar-free options such as Crystal Lights that you can make your own mixers with. And I've even seen at Binny's lighter and sugar-free mixers that don't have all the calories and, like I said, sugar. So one drink that's 300 calories leads to another drink that's 300 calories, and now you've completely blown it. So you can reduce the amount of liquid calories you consume by ordering a clear spirit and soda water. Swap out your cocktail for a glass of wine, and always be mindful of what you are drinking. And if you have a favorite drink, have the bartender modify it. I do it all the time. The martini drinks have all the simple sugars listed in there. Tell the bartender you don't want that simple sugar. Simple sugar is basically sugar water. So what you could do if you want it a little sweet is ask them to make it without the syrup and add a packet of Splenda to it, and you'll get that sweetness. Or get used to drinking your drinks without as much sweetness. If you are just joining us, you are listening to How You Can Lose and Still Booze. One of the topics that really should have been talked about a long, long time ago. And wow, we have a big drinking holiday coming up with St. Patrick's Day. And with that being said, beer. Beer is just one of those drinks that is hard to make healthy. There are light beers, yes. And there are also non-alcoholic beers, but some of the fancy-dancy beers that you see are high in calorie, and you can't avoid them. The other problem with beer is this. If you are a beer drinker, most likely you're not just having one. Beer drinkers who love beer could down 6, 7, 12 beers a night. And so you need to be careful with the number of beers that you're drinking. And I believe me, I have talked to people before where, you know, 100-calorie beer goes down like water. There's 5% alcohol in a beer. So look at the alcohol levels in a beer versus a vodka soda. Vodka soda is going to have a lot more alcohol. You're not going to drink as much of that. Beer is loaded with calories. It's loaded with sugar, and you can get low carb versions, but it's really hard to get a lot of beer in under your calorie limit. So keep that in mind. All right. So what happens if you are a beer drinker or a drinker and you like to drink a lot? How can you pace yourself? My best advice is hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. You just need to slow your pace down. Rehydrating between drinks is going to help you cut back on alcohol. Make an effort to have a glass of water in between every alcoholic beverage. When you're at a party, oftentimes it's not so much that you want to have a drink. It's that you want to have a drink in your hand. It's that simple ornament of holding something. And so if you are being mindful about the calories that you're drinking, and you also don't want to get intoxicated where you are going to, like I said, end up at Taco Bell at 3 a.m, split it up with water. You're still going to have a good time, and it is going to help reduce any after effects the next day, because hydration is the best medicine for a hangover. So make that an effort and get that water in your hand. Sometimes people, like I said, just want to have a glass in their hand. And if that's the case, ask for plain club soda or plain soda water with some lime and stagger it out a little bit. Okay, so that is a great option. All right, so what are some behaviors that people do that really are signing themselves up for disaster when it comes to drinking? I see this all the time. We plan on going out, whether you're a big drinker or not. This kind of goes for even just eating behaviors. If we have an event that we're planning on going on that evening, oftentimes we think like, well, I'm going to burn all these calories, and we go to the gym and we exercise extra that day in preparation for our big feast or our party or our event. This is a big problem. What we're doing here is we are trying to outrun the diet. And we know we can't do that. So whether it's calories, whether it's alcohol, you can't outburn the binge. So getting your workout in first thing in the morning is great. But having the mindset of, I am going to drink so much tonight, and I'm not going to work out tomorrow because I'm going to be sleeping in, and I'm going to work out double today to make up for tomorrow's workout, is the wrong type of thinking. Not only that, but if we go into an event deprived of calories and underfed, dehydrated, we have one drink and we become intoxicated. So you're walking right into a brick wall when you do that. The best thing you can do when you know you're going out is treat the day like a normal day. Get up, work out, have your breakfast, have your snacks, don't start skipping and omitting meals to make up for the calories that you're going to drink later. Like I said earlier, your body is going to burn the calories differently if you are just consuming alcohol and that you've had no nutritional density in your day. So have peace of mind. Start your day like a normal day. Don't do the old two-step forward, three-step back trick, because in this case, it will be a drunken step back, and it will cost you progress. All right, so what about dinner? Skipping dinner. This is something that happens all the time. We are going to skip dinner to compensate for the liquid calories that we're going to consume. Well, this is not the answer either. Like I said earlier, treat the day as if it were a normal day. Eat a healthy, full dinner with lean protein and healthy fats before you head out. This is going to help slow down the absorption of alcohol into your bloodstream. It's also going to help you maintain your plan. Remember your plan. This is where it all begins. Going back to the beginning of the show, I had mentioned that you should have a plan of action. How many drinks are you going to have? You're going to measure your drinks. You're going to make sure that you don't keep filling up your glass. So if you go out on an empty stomach, you're going to blow the entire thing. And this is the masterpiece to the piece of equation. So make sure you have something to eat. Having a full dinner not only is important, but when you get hungry as you're munching, have a plan for that as well. So not only should you stay on schedule, not skip meals, treat the day like a normal day, but think ahead. If you are going to a party and there's going to be snacks there, bring a snack of your choice so that you have something to snack on. And of course, don't think that absorbing alcohol comes from eating fatty foods. This is a wives' tale. It comes from those college days of staying up late and hitting the McDonald's and all those fried food restaurants. Again, this is not something that is medically proven. It is a psychological thing. So don't feel that the two go hand in hand. All right, so what are the worst drinks to have? If you're on a diet and you want to have a drink, you want to avoid anything that has a full sugar soft drink in it. So rum and Coke is great, but it better be a Diet Coke. And I'm not promoting the drinking of either, but I'm just saying that if you're going to have a rum and Coke, that you should pick a sugar-free beverage. Drinking the regular soda is filling you up with nothing but sugar. Also, avoiding the cream bases, like I said earlier, so those chocolate martinis are going to have to wait. They're not only packed with sugar, but they're also packed with calories, and they also are going to fill you up. So these are the ones you really want to watch out for. Mulled wine, it's high in sugar, white Russians, margaritas. Sorry, folks, but I do have a really good light margarita recipe that I'll share when I get to that part. Fruity daiquiris, pina coladas, and Long Island iced teas. This could contain up to 700 calories. And I know it's tea and I know it's clear, but it's still 700 calories. All right, so what are the best drinks? General guidelines, clear spirits are usually the lowest in calorie. Dry wine has fewer calories than sweet wine, and dry wines also have very low sugars. Clear spirits have no carbs. White wine has fewer calories, though, than heavy red wine. So you have to kind of pick your battles here. So the best drinks to have are your vodka soda. Again, making sure that the soda is like a LaCroix or just a seltzer water with some lime. You can add your own sugar-free sweetener to it. A champagne, one glass of champagne is under 100 calories. But again, you're getting one glass for that. Tequila lime. If you want to make your own margarita, there are plenty of sugar-free margarita mixers out there. But one of my favorite tequila recipes is just taking real lemon, real lime juice with some tequila and a little bit of agave syrup. And agave syrup is like a honey, and you can get it in most grocery stores. That's going to sweeten it up a little bit. And now you don't have all the calories from those mixers. And then, of course, mixing Crystal Light with a little vodka. So dieting, of course, can set you up for failure. And there's so much bad advice out there. But just be careful with your overall calorie consumption. There's a fine line with being too overly restrictive. So definitely don't deprive yourself and don't feel negative about the choices that you make. This isn't a cheat, remember, it's a splurge. Keeping a healthy, balanced approach is ideal, and it's the best way to lose weight and keep it off. But most importantly, if you drink, drink safely and enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is right.